We are sitting at the south side of the wetlands now, down next to the water and looking out over the beautiful array of plants. The trees and bushes are swaying in the soft breeze. Pre-farming, this land probably would have a lot more trees, particularly the valley oaks that we see along the riparian areas, cottonwoods, willows, many of the native shrubs that we still have here today, and much more native grasses, along with open spaces, because fires kept much of the land open. I think the first people that really used this land for food production were the Native Americans that lived along the banks of Cache Creek long before any other people came into this area. And they utilized the native plants that were growing here, and they used certain cultural techniques to enhance the production value of these native plants. After the native people, and while they were still living here, in fact, the Spaniards gained control of this land. It was part of Spain. Following Spain, Mexico gained control of this land. Both the Spaniards and the Mexicans probably did not utilize it for a great deal of agricultural production, but they all had their horses and cattle with them, so they would graze the native grasses to provide sustenance for their animals. The actual farming, as we think of farming today, probably started with Mexican land grants that were granted to various people who applied for them, and one of those people was William Gordon, who was actually a white man from Ohio that had become a Mexican citizen. He was granted the Gordon Rancho. The land was here on both sides of the creek, upstream and downstream of the nature preserve. He settled here and actually began farming, starting first with livestock grazing on the lands and eventually moving into the agricultural crops such as corn and wheat and barley. And then as irrigation came into being and water was diverted from Cache Creek through a series of ditches, other crops could be grown. So it increased the value of the land, increased the options for crop production. I know that tomatoes were grown here in the early 1900s, probably alfalfa hay, along with some of our tree crops. This site stopped being a farm because of the need for high-quality gravel, and there's lots of gravel underground in this area, so it was mined for gravel in the 1970s and 80s, both in the creek and in pits along the creek. Following mining, this land did not go back into farming because it was lowered. They did try farming in the wetland area. The drainage was terrible, so it did not work out well. The other areas were pretty compacted from the gravel mining operation, so it was determined that probably the best thing to do was to create these beautiful wetlands. Restoration can mean many things, and it means restoring the land back to something that it was before. And this land here on the Nature Preserve site was restored back to a natural area. And it shows that agriculture and natural areas can be compatible and can lie next to each other.